Title: Complimentary Break Pair Selection Beginner. Alright, welcome in. Today we're building one of the most useful drum and bass habits you can learn early: complimentary break pair selection. Because in Riddle DNB and jungle workflows, one break rarely does everything. One break might have the perfect ghost notes and shuffle, but the kick is soft. Another break might have an amazing kick and snare, but it feels stiff. The magic is pairing them so they sound like one drummer, not two loops arguing. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a simple two break foundation inside Ableton Live: one break for groove and movement, one break for punch and stability, glued together cleanly with stock devices. And you'll have an 8-bar idea that actually rolls, not just a 1-bar loop on repeat. Let's set up first. Set your project tempo to somewhere between 172 and 176 BPM. I'm going to pick 174, because it's a very common sweet spot. Turn your metronome on. Then, in Preferences, make sure auto-warping for long samples is enabled so clips behave predictably when you drag them in. Now create two audio tracks. Name the first one break A, groove. Name the second one break B, punch. Cool. Now the most important decision in this whole lesson: picking breaks with different jobs. Here's the goal. Break A, the groove break, should have movement, ghost notes, little shuffles, hat chatter, that slightly human messy energy. It can even be a bit rough. Classic jungle style breaks often work great here. Break B, the punch break, is your anchor. You want a strong kick transient, a clean snare crack, and more consistent hits. Think tighter, more studio, more this will still smack after processing. Quick teacher tip: audition snares first. When you preview a break, don't get distracted by the hats. Listen for the snare on 2 and 4. Ask, does this snare have the same attitude as the other one? If one snare is super long and roomy and the other is short and tight, you can make it work, but you might spend an hour forcing it. We're going beginner fast and repeatable. Another quick test: level match while auditioning. Turn both breaks down to roughly the same loudness and listen at low volume. If the snare still feels coherent, that's a strong candidate pair. Once you've chosen break A and break B, drag them into Ableton onto their separate audio tracks. Now we warp correctly. Click break A's clip. Make sure warp is on. For warp mode, start with beats. If it's a tight modern break, preserve set to transients is usually good. If it starts glitching in an ugly way, switch preserve to 1/16th or 1/8th to calm it down. Zoom in right at the start of the waveform. You want the clip start marker exactly on the transient you want as the downbeat, usually the first kick. Then confirm the loop length. Most breaks are 1 bar or 2 bars. Make sure the loop clicks perfectly and stays locked with the metronome. Do the same for break B. Important checkpoint: solo each break, one at a time, with a metronome. Listen for the snare landing cleanly on 2 and 4. If the snare is drifting, fix it now. This is not the fun part, but it's the part that makes everything else easy. Now let's match feel before we touch EQ. This is the number one reason layered breaks sound pro or sound like a mess: timing. Choose break A, the groove break, as your leader. That one gets to keep a bit of natural movement. Don't overwarp it until it's robotic, unless that's specifically the vibe you want. Break B is the one we'll make cooperate. First, play both breaks together. Focus only on the snare hits. If it feels like two snares slightly apart, that's a flam. We want one snare. Open the mixer section where track delay is available. On break B, try tiny track delay moves. Start with minus 5 milliseconds, then minus 10. Then try plus 5, plus 10 if it needs to go the other way. You're listening for the moment the snare clicks into one hit. If you want to get extra DNB about it, you can use the groove pool. You can extract groove from break A, or pick a built-in groove, then apply it gently to break B. Keep it subtle, amount like 10 to 30%, timing around 50 to 80. The goal is not drunk, the goal is one drummer. Alright, now that timing feels unified, we split frequency zones so they stop fighting. Typical layering approach: the punch break owns the low and mid punch, and the groove break owns the mids and highs, like ghosts, hats, texture, air. On break A, the groove break, at EQ 8, turn on a high pass filter and start around 150 Hz. If things still feel muddy, push it up toward 200. If it gets too thin, back it down toward 120. There's no magic number, but the concept is consistent. Get low end overlap out of the groove layer so your kick, bass, and the punch layer have room. If the snare body starts stacking in an ugly way, try a gentle dip around 180 to 250 Hz on break A. Small moves: you're carving space, not redesigning the sample. Now on break B, the punch break, at EQ 8, If it's overly bright or has noisy hissy top, at a gentle low pass around 12 to 16 kHz, but be careful not to remove the bite. That bite often lives around 2 to 5 kHz, and if you kill that, the snare stops speaking in a mix. Quick mindset. In DNB, the sub and bass are usually the kings of the real low end. Breaks often don't need much under 100 to 150 Hz unless you intentionally want break-based low punch. Most beginners keep too much low end in everything, and the mix turns into fog. Now we do a critical check. Phase and transient conflict. Layering should make things bigger, but sometimes it makes the kick or snare feel smaller because the waveforms cancel. Put a utility on one of the breaks, usually the groove break. Try phase invert. In Ableton you can invert left and right. Flip both and listen to the snare and kick weight. If suddenly the snare feels stronger and more forward, keep it. If it gets weaker, turn it back. And here's another fast reality check. Mono compatibility. On the break bus later, we'll do this too, but you can even test now. Put utility on the bus, hit mono, and listen. If your snare becomes thin or the groove collapses, your breaks are fighting in stereo, usually because one has wide room or overheads. A beginner-friendly fix is simple. On the groove break, reduce utility width to something like 70 to 90%. Keep the punch break closer to center, around 80 to 100% width. The main hits should feel solid down the middle. Now let's glue the pair so it behaves like one drum sound. Select both break tracks and group them. Name the group break bus. Before we process, quick gain staging. Pull the two tracks down so the break bus peaks around -10 to -60 BFS. Not because it's a law, but because it keeps your decisions honest. When you're not clipping and not super loud, you can actually hear what compression and saturation are doing instead of just hearing louder. On the break bus, add glue compressor. Set a ratio to 2 to 1. Attack to 3 milliseconds so some transient gets through. Release on auto. Then lower the threshold until you're seeing about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. We're not trying to flatten DNB drums, we're trying to make the two breaks breathe together. Next, add saturator. Turn on soft clip. Add a little drive, like 1 to 4 dB. Then match the output level so it's not just louder. This part is important. If you don't level match, you'll always choose the louder option and think it's better. Then add EQ8 on the bus for tiny cleanup. If it's boxy, a small dip around 250 to 400 Hz. If it's harsh, a tiny dip around 3 to 6 kHz, but only if you actually hear harshness. Optional heavier DNB move. Add drum bus on the bus. Keep it controlled. Drive maybe 2 to 6. Boom usually off for breaks in modern DNB. Transients plus 5 to plus 20. But go easy because it gets clicky fast. And another optional pro move, utility on the bus with bass mono set somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz, like 150. That keeps the low punch centered and helps your drop hit harder in club systems. Now we make it musically usable, an 8-bar loop with variation. Take your 1 or 2-bar loop and duplicate it out to 8 bars. Then add small changes so it feels arranged. Here's an easy blueprint. Bars 1 and 2, both breaks full. Bars 3 and 4, pull the groove break down maybe 1 to 2 dB so it tightens up. Bars 5 and 6, bring it back full. Bar 7, do a tiny stutter using a little ghost hit or a snare fragment. Bar 8, do a small fill, like reversing a tiny slice or making a quick cut. If you want the fast editing workflow, consolidate each break once it loops perfectly. Then use slice to new MIDI track, slicing by transients. This gives you quick control over fills and mutes, without fighting audio edits every time. One more coach tip, a slash B like a producer. Drop a reference drum loop on a third track, something pro, and level match roughly. Compare snare length, hat brightness, density, and kick weight. This makes it obvious what your break pair is missing. Common mistakes to avoid while you're doing all of this. First, picking two breaks that do the same job. Two super busy breaks will fight. Two super clean breaks can feel stiff. The contrast is the point. Second, sloppy warping. If your snare isn't consistently landing, everything downstream becomes damage control. Third, ignoring phase and flams. Bigger layers can cancel, and it's super normal. Always check. Fourth, overcompressing the bus. DNB needs speed. If your drums feel slow and flat, you probably squashed them. Fifth, not high-passing the groove layer. That's how low-end mud sneaks in and destroys your bass clarity. Now let's lock it in with a quick 15-minute practice plan you can repeat. Pick 3 groove breaks and 3 punch breaks from your library. Make 3 different pairs. 1 jungle heavy, 1 clean roller, 1 darker techie pair. For each pair, warp cleanly, aligned a snare with track delay, high pass the groove starting around 150 Hz, and put glue compressor on the bus aiming for about 2 dB of gain reduction. Then export 8 bars of each pair, and name them clearly, like 174 Groove A plus Punch B Tight. Wav. This is how you build your own curated brake stacks, so you're not starting from zero every project. Recap time. Choose brakes with different roles. Movement versus punch. Warp and timing alignment comes before EQ. Split the spectrum. High pass the groove layer, protect the anchor layer's punch. Check phase, check mono, and eliminate snare flams. Use gentle bus glue and a touch of saturation to make them feel like one brake. Then arrange with small 1 to 2 dB changes and tiny edits so it rolls over 8 to 16 bars. If you tell me what two brakes you picked, I can suggest a starting high pass point, a likely track delay direction, and a simple bus chain that fits their vibe.